This part of the country, right? That's just kind of how it works. Let's welcome in our very first guest on today's show. We've got Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us on the local beat. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Hot, cold, it doesn't matter. You head on down to Vandermark Jewelers, you're going to have a terrific jewelry buying experience. And tell me, and I can tell you because I've got plenty of jewelry buying experience down at Vandermark. It's a trusted name in jewelry, and if you stop by, you will see why. Dave, how are you, my friend?
I'm trying to stay busy, Bull.
Well, that's not a hard thing for you to do these days. There's no doubt about that. One of the more interesting pieces that you wrote this past week had to deal with Elyria Police Captain Bill Cameron, Captain Midnight, as he was often referred to as, unfortunately passed away. You know, what were some of the things that people were saying about him when you were putting this story together?
Well, you know, it was a real honor to do this story, Bull. It's you know, oftentimes when I end up doing news stories or news obituaries, you know, as we'll call them in the business, you know, I get to learn an awful lot about somebody that that unfortunately, you know, sometimes I never really got to meet. But according to everybody I talked to for this story, Bill Cameron was just a real decent man, hardworking police officer, spent nearly four decades, you know, the better part of 40 years. In service to the people of Elyria and to his, you know, his fellow officers, always backing him up. You know, it'd be 1 o'clock in the morning and you'd have some sort of incident. And here comes, you know, Captain Cameron, you know, coming out to back up his officers and just make sure that he always, you know, they were always, you know, protected and doing their jobs to the best of their ability. He served with a lot of people who might be known out there in the, you know, in the community. I shouldn't say might be known because one of them was Lorain County Prosecutor Dennis Will, and Mr. Will, you know, was real appreciative of all the leadership that Bill Cameron gave him over the years, and they overlapped in the late 70s and you know in early 80s and into early 90s, you know, on the police force, and basically I think Dennis Will probably had the best quote. From anybody. And it was basically something to the effect of, you know, if God was going to design a policeman, he'd have taken a lot of attributes from Bill Cameron. Just a real down to earth, real nice guy, funny guy. You know, current police chief, Dwayne Whiteley was saying that, you know, he's a real funny guy. Always very nice to him when he was starting out, on the department in the very early 90s. And you know, Al Leiby, who's a local historian, retired, you know, Elyria police officer, called Bill Cameron one of the best bosses he had in 30 years, in both the military and in civilian law enforcement. So he had a lot of people who were singing his praises, and he spent half his life basically in the service of the people of Elyria. So there's a lot of people who will dearly miss him, and there will be a memorial service on Saturday in Amherst at a Fresh Wind Church. The family will take visitors from 10 to noon, and then that'll be followed by a memorial service and then lunch.
Captain Midnight is a really cool nickname,
right?
Was there I heard that and I thought, man, that's pretty awesome. I mean, if I were to get a nickname, Captain Midnight would certainly be near the top of that list. And what was there a particular instance or a series of instances that earned him that nickname? Were like there any particular stories revealed about how he got that?
Well, Captain Cameron would basically, He would end up working as you know, as many police officers do, you know, some part-time shifts, you know, or a part-time job, or you're going to do some kind of, you know, on-duty, off-duty, you know, kind of work, where he might be in a uniform and, you know, but then also be, you know, at the grocery store or, you know, at some other place. You know, he had some, you know, some part-time jobs they did, but it was just his always showing up, you know, and he was the midnight shift, commander for a time is what I was told by some of my colleagues who have been around for a while. And he would just basically, again, you know, if there was a, you know, incident on East Avenue, you know, there's a couple of officers out there and they're having to, you know, control some people, keep them back from a scene or something, or there's a crash or a fire or whatever. Here comes Captain Midnight. You know, here comes Bill Cameron rolling up to the scene, asking if he could help, help with traffic or, you know, kind of help corral some people or talk to people. You know, he was just kind of always on the job. And that seemed to be where that came from. And it was just real interesting. And we, again, some of my colleagues who have been around for a while knew him as that, you know, and he was always a very good source of information, always very helpful to us, you know. in the press, and we relied on him for information for a long time, and he will be sorely missed. And his son, Jason Smith, is a deputy with the Lorain County Sheriff's Office, and he said that basically he went into law enforcement because of his dad. So that was real nice carrying on the legacy.
Very interesting stuff. Boy, you wonder too, just hearing all of that. Boy, did guys like that, did they ever sleep? I mean, with a nickname like Captain Midnight, you get the impression that, you know, you're just looking for reasons to stay awake. I mean, especially when it comes down to instances like the ones you just described, that's one of those things where you just kind of wonder how the mind and the body operate like that. Because you're right, even when you're not on duty, all of a sudden, bam, you hear a call come across the radio and boom, there he is.
And there are people, you know, there are people who take their duty, you know, to their fellow man, you know, and fellow humans, you know, real seriously. But can also be, you know, be good humans at, you know, at the same time. And everybody I talked to, you know, said that, you know, Bill Cameron was with both a good human, a good cop, a real street cop's cop, a real cop's cop. You know, and I think there are some people like that, like, you know, I'm always in awe of, you know, talking to firefighters sometimes where they'll work a 24-hour shift, you know, and show up in the morning and not leave till the following morning, you know, and then have 48 hours off, go, you know, work for another department, you know, part-time, or go be an EMT or have a regular job, you know, and then come back and, you know, in another 48 hours and do another 24-hour shift where it's just you live, eat, sleep, you know, go out on calls, and then you're off again for another couple of days. It's a busy life, and a lot of times that's why you get folks who, you know, they do it for 20, 25 years, and that's why a lot of them can retire early. But then you see people like Chief Sel Rivera from Lorain, you know, more than half his life in the service of folks, you know, up in Lorain. You see folks, you know, who have 30 years on, 35 years on a police department or a fire department. It's a real, you know, for a lot of them, it's a real call to service.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our next topic isn't all that far from our current location. As a matter of fact, it is right across the street. Elyria Council seeks approval to buy the Broad Street building across from us here that used to be owned, or I should say occupied, by the Powerhouse Gym. They, of course, made their way to Grafton not too long ago. So, well, what do they plan on doing with it, or what would they like to do with that building, which they've referred to as one of the cornerstones of Ely Square?
Well, Mayor Holly Brenda said at council the other night that basically, you know, this building is in consideration. It'd be about $150,000 to buy it. That's below market value. There's some rehab that's needed on the upper stories of that building. You know, downtown sometimes needs a little bit of a kick. You know, for some of these storefronts that have long been here in downtown Elyria. But over time, as the big box stores kind of took over and business, you know, the furniture stores and the electronics stores and everything kind of moved to the outskirts or up to the mall, and places like that, or out into your places like Avon Commons or some of the other malls in the region. You know, people kind of moved out of downtown. Well, the mayor's talking about, you know, $150,000 to buy the building, and working with the Dixon family, who still owns it. And then also she said, you know, maybe another $180,000 to rehab the upper floors. Kind of quiet on the details of what they plan to do with it at this point. So that may be something that that incoming mayor, you know, Mayor-elect Frank Whitfield will have to deal with if council, you know, approves this purchase. That's actually going to go in front of council for a full vote on December 16th.
Which is 6 days from today.
Yes.
So next Monday. All right. Well, it'll be interesting. It seems like it's part of a larger plan to kind of revitalize the area around the square as well, in the heart of downtown. And, you know, we've heard some whispers that maybe the street level will be used for a multi-use facility, and maybe the top couple of floors could be residential with some apartments going in and things of that nature. But really excited to see what they may do with that building, because it certainly seems like there are a lot of possibilities. Again, Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us on the local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Well, we haven't even had the chance to talk about this just yet, and I feel like this is something we should have discussed a couple weeks ago, but We've got to hit on the update for the Not Forgotten Box. It really is a cool campaign that you guys do every single year. And I know a couple times a week you guys have articles talking about some donations that have come in and how far along you guys are in the process. So just wanted to give you an opportunity to update on our listeners on that process and where you guys are with it, and maybe some of the cooler donations that you guys have gotten over the last couple weeks.
Well, the Not Forgotten Box has been around for 60-plus years, I think 62 years. So collections are done at our facility out on East Avenue, and 225 East Avenue, in fact, in mighty downtown Elyria. And and we partner with the Salvation Army, which distributes all the items that are collected, toys, clothes, food, cash donations. Anything like that that's in good, you know, good condition can be used to distribute to those in need in Lorain County. As of today, according to my colleague Lana Yost, who by the way wrote the Powerhouse Gym Broad Street building story, I should have mentioned that. Lana says that 4,257 items have been collected as of today. Now there is still just about, you have until December 13th, which is what, 3 days. 3 days from now. Gosh, wow. That really came together fast.
Yeah.
But another 3 days, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. And, come on down to 225 East Avenue if you got some things you want to donate. We get donations every year from a lot of the unions around here, from motorcycle clubs, from the FOPA, the Elyria, Fraternal Order Police Association, from a lot of the other, service organizations, city workers, law firms, the Lorain County Chamber of Commerce, all those kinds of folks. And then just individuals who don't even want their name used, which is really nice. I think it's nice to do something and not try to, not necessarily not take responsibility, but not just to get your name in the paper. We have people who pop in all the time. They'll drop a check on the counter or throw a bunch of toys, canned goods, cereal, all that kind of stuff in the box. And then we'll say, hey, do you mind if we take your photo and put you in the paper? And they say, nope, don't want any credit. Just want to do a good thing for folks. That we do this every year. Families do this because it's a challenge to their in-laws and them. Let's see who can donate a bunch of stuff to all our different charities. Really kind of nice like that. We've gotten bikes. We'll get these massive stuffed animals. Just all kinds of the popular toys that you get, and all kinds of, Barbie, convertibles and stuff for little kids, all the old play school, toys and Tonka trucks and just all that kind of fun stuff. And then a good number of, cash donations. Somebody dropped off a whole van load of food the other day.
Wow.
Mean, this is real neat. And it's just really nice to see that. And they come streaming in, we'll get one day where like three groups will come in and just drop a bunch of stuff. And then you'll have a couple days where people will trickle in, time to time, sign our little guest book. And then you'll get another massive donation like a day or two later. So it's real nice to watch, as things come in. Also, we're going to have special hours on Saturday, 10 to 1 only on Saturday, where people can come in and drop stuff off again at 225 East Avenue, the home of the Chronicle Telegram.
Good stuff. And that's really a fantastic campaign. You have three more days to get involved if you'd like to make any more donations.
Absolutely.
All right, Dave, before we let you go, my friend, we've got to get to these scanner stories. What kinds of goodies do you have for us this week?
Well, there are folks who say he's the reason for the season. Dateline Garfield Heights. Male came to the caller's door, said he was Jesus, then ran back to his car and sped off. Officers were alerted to check for other cars because, quote, he's known to have followers.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, I'm not really sure how to take that one. That one's certainly in the weird category. But then again, I'm not sure there's a normal one that comes to the forefront when it comes to scanner stories.
Not often.
That's why there's scanner stories, right? It wouldn't just be a simple arrest here and there, right? Yeah. Well, Dave, as always, my friend, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to catching up again next week.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Paul.
Thank you, Dave. Again, that's Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us on the local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. It's the holiday season, and if you're doing some last-minute gift shopping, head on down to Vandermark Jewelers. They've got a number of different items for you to take a look at and a host of different price ranges as well. See Jim, see Bob, see the entire gang at Vandermark Jewelers. They're on Broad Street right across from the hospital here in Elyria. Vandermark Jewelers is a trusted name in jewelry. Let's take a break as we approach the end of hour number one here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.